BBC Radio London.
And it's me, Salma El-Wadani, here on your breakfast show. 7:54 is the time. And all week we have been talking about the new overground lines. I say all week because we started this on Thursday. I'm still waxing lyrical about it this morning. And so we thought throughout the week we'd get someone on to tell us about each and every line. Because, of course, we've got all the new ones. We've got the Lioness Line, the Mildmay, the Windrush, the Weaver, the Suffragette and the Liberty Line. On Thursday, we spoke about the Suffragette line. Yesterday, we spoke about the Liberty line. Today, we talk about the Windrush line with Arthur Torrington, CBE, co-founder and director of the Windrush Foundation. A very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes.
Talk to us a little bit about the Windrush line, everything it represents and celebrates.
Okay, now it's important to note that this line, Windrush line, reflects the men and women who came on the Empire Windrush in 1948 directly. Not that there weren't other ships that were arriving before or after, but the Windrush seemed to be the more iconic ship.
Yeah.
And there's so much, you know, has gone along. But with the Windrush line, it will reflect the story and the contribution of Caribbean people. Men and women who came and served London Transport. At that time, that was the name, London Transport, but it's now Transport for London, same thing. And what is notable is that even before 1948, you had ex-service men from the West Indies who were working, for London Transport, even then. And then we have a lot of our West Indians coming in the 1950s and 60s to help London Transport to run and to keep London running.
And Arthur, did you consult? Were you part of the consult with TfL on the Windrush line?
Yes, you know, I had talks with them. They did a lot of work. I mean, they did most of the work, last year in consulting with community groups and talking about, you know, how should we celebrate? How should we commemorate a Windrush? And that was it. You know, they didn't have a lot of choice other than to use Windrush as representing that Caribbean contribution, which was dynamic and very crucial in the early days.
Indeed.
Even now.
Absolutely, 100% it was. And the Windrush line is Highbury and Islington to West Croydon, I believe.
Indeed. Also, there's a part that goes to Crystal Palace. So you're looking at quite a number of boroughs, you know. You're talking about Islington, Hackney, Tower Hamlets, Lewisham, Croydon, and so on. And even Bromley has a couple of stations. So in those areas, you'll find that there's a lot of people, whether they are West Indians, Irish and other. I mean, it will reflect that multi-ethnic mix in North and South London.
How instrumental, Arthur, do you think this is going to be in, or perhaps, I mean, instrumental might be the wrong word, but I suppose, how do you think this will change the way we talk about the contribution that those communities made to the country? But also, how important do you think it is just to write it into history and in the naming of things that we use every day?
Indeed, that's a good question, because what I have written to TfL about is that there's something to do with education.
Yeah.
This is important for especially young people who don't know that history of journey, whether journeying from Africa, journeying from India, journeying from the West Indies and so on. And for me, it's to help young people and older ones to understand the journey of West Indian people here. They were journeying not only from 1948, but they were journeying for at least, 400 years they were coming and going to this country. So it's that kind of connection. And an important one as well is that the whole journeying is also to do with war, the Second World War especially. Mm. I have to acknowledge my colleague and co-founder Sam King. Were it not for him, you know, we wouldn't have this commemoration of Windrush, because he was the first person to start commemorating ship, because he was on the ship in 1948. In fact, he was also in the war. So in that sense, he mixed the two, war and Windrush.
Well,
what we know is this, if there was no war, there wouldn't be a Windrush.
Well,
and what we also say is if, you know, Sam King didn't do this thing, there wouldn't be a Windrush.
Well, it's remarkable and brilliant, and I adore that we've got a Windrush line. Arthur Torrington, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay.
Take care.
From the BBC Sounds app, on your smart speaker,
play BBC Radio London,
and on your radio.